Jeff Kelly, investigative post with us bright and early on this Thursday morning. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for hopping on the bike here in the dark and coming down to share your story with us. All right, so we have, what, a Buffalo City Police officer?
A deputy commissioner, actually. Joseph Grimaglia, one of the rising stars in the department. He runs the day-to-day operations of the department on behalf of the commissioner. He's really the number two cop in Buffalo.
So he's a significant player inside a massive police department in the city of Buffalo.
He is the second biggest police department in the state, more than 800 employees, and he moonlights.
Moonlights.
Yeah, he's got another job. He is essentially the head of the police department for the village of Blaisdell.
How much time does it take to be the head of the police department of the village of Blaisdell?
Well, it's not totally clear. The town administrator says he spends about 10 to 12 hours there each week, mostly nights and weekends. But he certainly does other work as well when he's not in Village Hall there. It's important to note, Jay, that nobody I spoke to, and I spoke to a lot of people about this, say that Grimaglia does a bad job, that it detracts from his performance as deputy commissioner. In fact, he's very highly regarded, has been for years. It's part of the reason he was promoted to deputy commissioner.
But just to clarify, though, as deputy commissioner, it sounds to me more or less that that's a 24/7 job.
You would think so. With a department like Buffalo's, which, you know, is negotiating a new union contract, dealing with shortages of police cars and other equipment, phasing in new equipment such as tasers and body cameras, has a somewhat complicated relationship with some of the communities that polices, in part because of recent police shootings, that this is a job that requires you to be on call pretty much all the time. And again, nobody is saying Joseph Grimaglia doesn't do the job well. It's just an issue of whether command staff, people with that kind of responsibility, whether they should have, you know, sort of side gigs.
And just to clarify, this is totally legal.
It's totally legal. He gets his job, his extra job, he gets a sign-off every year from his commissioner. He's been doing this for at least 10 years.
Okay.
In various roles and degrees of responsibility. He currently, as I say, is sort of head of the Village of Blaisdell department. He earns an extra $35,000 a year doing that. You know, of course, that will contribute to his state pension when he retires, because that's public payroll there.
Now, should we be concerned that one person is kind of expanding their reach like this?
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, the question, I guess, is not whether he's doing a good job as deputy commissioner of Buffalo Police. It's whether, you know, maybe he could be doing a slightly better job if he had if he didn't have these extra responsibilities. And listen, lots of Buffalo cops have side gigs. It's totally legal as long as you spend 20 hours or less, and as long as it gets signed off on by the commissioner. And there's some jobs that you're not allowed to do anymore. You're not allowed to be a bouncer at a bar. Ever since 2014, since the Molly's Pub incident where a patron died. And, for example, Jeff Rinaldo, the police spokesman, he and his wife run a pretty successful private investigation and security firm. Lots of cops work security off-duty. So Grimaglia, in this sense, is no exception. It's a little bit different, though, because he's running another police department.
Jeff Kelly, as always, appreciate you coming in and bringing your stories from Investigative Post.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks, Jay.